Hi there. I'm Michael Clark, and he's Mike Pereira. Together, we're the hosts of Mid-Credit Scene, a podcast about movies. And this is a Mid-Credit Minute, kind of bonus mini-episode where we talk about big, important things like snacks, double features, and more.
Is there a movie that you feel that you have inherited from a previous generation? And is there a movie that you would like to ensure gets passed on to a future generation?
I do. Yeah, I got those. I can go first this time.
Yeah,
Angel,
you go first, man. That's a deep question. That's a great question, first of all.
It is a great question, but I'm going to
We stole it, just for clarity.
Oh, who'd you steal it from?
A little bit. We stole it. There's a program called Saturday Live. It's a radio program.
Okay.
Not Saturday Night Live, just Saturday Live. It's a British radio program. But they do this with what they call legacy tracks or inheritance tracks or something, where they do with music. Yeah. So like what's a song that you inherited and what's a song you would like to will on to the next generation? So okay. We sort of modified it to be about film. So I don't want to take too much credit because it's such a good question. I feel like we shouldn't try to take too much ownership.
I feel like it is a good question. I feel like maybe I don't have like a great answer because both of my movies are they're not like obscure. They're no Dog Who Stopped the War or Bone Tomahawks here. So like really, I mean, the first movie that I remember really loving was, and I got to go with the biggest of them all, is Star Wars. And you know, that's many years, almost a decade before I was born, in 77, loved it. And that was like the first movie I remember watching, and I definitely inherited that. And you know, you can see some stuff behind me here, but all the Star Wars stuff is over here and in front of me. So there's tons of Star Wars stuff going on. So that one for sure. And then if I think it's this that I want to pass on, I think it's one of my favorite movies of the last 20 years. And it's also a pretty popular movie. It won a bunch of Oscars. Not the big ones, you know, director, picture, which it, you know, should have, because if you win all the other Oscars, I feel like the best movie is all the other parts of the movie that make up the movie. But in this case, you know, you guys might know what I'm talking about, but it's Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that movie.
Which the trailer for the prequel just dropped.
Yeah, Furiosa.
Last week. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I'm excited. Excited for that.
That's a good one.
That's the one I'd wanna pass on because I think it's just a crazy elaborate 2-hour car chase dance.
Yeah,
action packed.
It also beget one of my favorite internet memes, which is just Charlize Theron sort of serenely looking out of a window, and the subtitle is just men screaming indeterminately, and she's just like,
I gotta find that green place.
Angel, what about you?
Yeah, Star Wars is the one that I was gonna say too, that I inherited from a previous generation, and you know, many trips to Jumbo Video. But I know that, like, you know, my dad, he's not a film connoisseur whatsoever, and I truly don't even know how many films he's sat and watched, but pretty stoic kind of guy. But it's the one film that he kind of speaks really glowingly about, and like where he suspends his belief, like his imagination. You can kind of see it, his head kind of like tinkering away, and he talks very, yeah. He opines about that film or those films a lot, and so it was one of, you know, watching all three of the originals with him also brings back a lot of really good childhood memories. So that's one for sure.
I think just before we get there, I think that Star Wars is like one of the largest things in the world, but I think it's a legitimate answer. And I think we might be the last ones who could legitimately say we inherited it, because there was that gap between when Jedi came out and when they got re-released in 97, where they were not widely available. And they were just kind of passed down through memories of the people who were there in 77 and in 80 and in 83, who saw them originally in the theaters and kept them alive through that memory. And the only reason that we got the re-releases in 97 and the prequels in 99 and after is because of that inheritance of, like, these changed my life. And if they happen to be playing on TV, or if they happen to get a weird VHS release in like 93, that's like the first time in decades that they were available. And that level of scarcity is unavailable to anyone who is younger than any of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little older than you guys, and I know we got to wrap up in a sec, but you know, I mean, for me, it's always really interesting because I'm old enough to remember Jedi coming out in theaters. I was five, so I didn't get to go see it, but I remember the trailers and I remember, but it was coming out. So then that meant they were putting Star Wars and Empire on TV to help promote. So, and then we got a VCR right about that time. So we got to tape Star Wars.
Bootleg.
Off TV, yeah. Which was the thing you did in the day.
George Lucas has enough money. I wouldn't worry about it, you know?
Yeah, I just regret not taping the 78 Christmas special, but whatever. anyways, and sorry, Angel, the other.
That's a really hard one, because it's funny because I kind of see with Mad Max Fury Road, like, I mean, in 20, 30 years, that could be the future. Like, that could be the generation the type of future we give to that generation.
I mean, we're already living in Blade Runner, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm going back to Keaton here, but like, even just something as like absurd as like Birdman would just be just funny to give to another generation. Just be like, here, figure it out.
Give something them to like them, that. No explanation.
No context. Just something here like that would be funny. I don't know. Man, I might have to email you my answer later, and you can read it on.
No,
here
but
or something.
I love that though, because you know, when we talked about this between us, because we answered this question ourselves as well, and one of the things that we pointed out was, there are films that don't need our help, like Titanic doesn't need my help for the next generation. They will have access to Titanic. And so it's an interesting thing of like, one of the things we love is how people are interpreting the question. Like, what does it mean to you to will it on? Like, inherit from who? What does that mean to inherit? Like, from your film school professors, from your parents, from like... And then what will it on to who? To your children? To a whole generation? Why do you want to will it? Like, there's such a wide interpretation. So I think a film like Birdman is great, because it's like, that's a film that might not actually get passed on. Like, there's a good chance our kids and our grandkids will never see that movie, because it's just one of a million, and it's kind of weird. And I love that.
At the end, he definitely like flew away on those thumbs. Just slapped them. Lapped him away.
Murray and I planned this. He told me about the whole thumbs thing. And when I was going to answer this question, this is exactly how it was supposed to end.
This is all engineered. Oh man,
this is the, you know, the devil's cut chemistry coming back. This is what made the show award winning, folks. Best podcast.
Listen to it, KW, for sure.
To hear more, listen to Mid-Credit Scene Podcast on Midtown Radio or wherever you get your podcasts.